I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, social conservatives in Iowa have several candidates chasing their support ahead of next week's caucuses, but one of the most prominent leaders among so-called values voters has thrown his support to an underdog. We are going to hear from Bob Vanderplaats about his endorsement. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we want to continue our broadcast of the second annual Tell Me Awards for the top political performances of the year. Our judges are Cynthia Tucker, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. She's now a journalism professor at the University of Georgia. And Mary Kate Carey, a blogger and columnist for U.S. News and World Report and a former speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush. Thank you for staying with us, ladies.
Of course.
This is too much fun to miss.
Yes. And, of course, we've saved the best for last. It's time for the best comedy album. Mary Kate, get us started. Your nominee gives a nod to a musical pop icon. Here it is.
We're bringing husband back. The rest of them is one big circus act. We're right behind the guy who's right on track. You know we're gonna bring John Huntsman back. Take us to the bridge.
Okay, you know, this is one of my all-time favorite songs, which I play at any moment. That's not obviously Justin Timberlake bringing sexy back. But Mary Kate, let's talk about
bringing John Huntsman back. That is the John 2012 girls. Our listeners can get on YouTube and see the whole thing. Just like Betty Ford, they have beat their dad in terms of record sales, and he's lucky to have them. They've sort of stolen the show from him and added a little bit of humor to the presidential race, and I think we're going to see a lot more of the Huntsman girls in the future years.
Marianne Abbey and Liddy Huntsman,
yeah.
The daughters of John Huntsman. I just have to wonder what's next for them, because this is too good.
X Factor.
I don't know.
American Idol.
Cynthia, you went to a one-time media favorite. Let's see if people remember his voice. Here it is.
Let me leave you with this. And I believe these words came from the Pokemon movie. Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible. It's never easy when there's so much on the line.
Cynthia, tell us.
Well, Mary Kate had made a couple of references to my winner for Best Comedy Album earlier. That, of course, was Herman Cain, who definitely was a media favorite. He was one of my favorites because he provided me so much column fodder over the last several months. This guy's range of unintentional comedy hits, it just went on and on. But for me, it was the interview with the editorial board of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That was the interview where he was asked about the president's policy on Libya. He looked up at the ceiling. He said, Libya, the president took the rebel side, right? And then he looked up at the ceiling some more. And then he said, oh, no, that's somewhere else. I got so much twirling around in my head. He clearly just didn't know the subject matter. He had entered a presidential campaign, and I think much to his surprise, he had become a front runner and then was taken seriously as a front runner and expected to know things he just did not know. So he's out of the race, but I think his string of YouTube hits will be with us for some time to come.
Maybe next year Cynthia will tell us how she really feels about something. She'll come out of her shell.
Newt and Herman Cain, that she's no love lost.
Exactly. Cynthia Tucker is a journalism professor. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. She joined us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Mary Kate Carey is a columnist and blogger for U.S. News and World Report. She's also a former speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush, and she joined us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Ladies, thank you for your contributions to the program throughout the year in 2011. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy
and let's
New
hope
year.
For more
Happy
in 2012.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year.